Our next performer is Marilyn Ray Beyer, who's a poet and storyteller, announcer at WUMB, handles publicity at the Perkins School, and she's also helping me out with an event that I'm putting together for 2 weeks from tonight, which is a benefit for the Boston Natural Areas Network, where Jake Kensinger and I have for many years subsidized and produced community garden concerts. And Jake will be featuring that night along with, and people assisting him will be Hatrack Gallagher. I'll be playing with them. Jane Fallon will do a couple of things with him. Also Lloyd Thayer. And both Carolyn Waters and Lloyd Thayer, who have performed regularly at those community garden concerts, they will each be here to do a set. So it'll be a very special night, and Marilyn will be announcing that part of the evening, and hopefully she'll present something of her own as well. I'm delighted that she's here tonight. Please, a big welcome for Marilyn Ray Beyer.
Very kind of you. Thank you so much. Just before I begin, I want to tell you a couple of things. First of all, I've never read these poems out loud before. They're very new, so please be gentle. But as I've been listening this evening, it occurs to me that singing is kind of a brave thing. Writing a song is very difficult. Playing guitar takes years to learn. Playing and singing simultaneously is exceedingly hard. And, congratulations to all of you who have done all of those things simultaneously this evening. Thanks for that, because it keeps my life moving forward. For my son, the volunteer. Unwind the sheets. Unline the streets, unblink my eyes as I watch him ride away. Untick the clock, unstage the play. Untwist my heart from around his every curl. Unkiss the lips of the lovely, shining girl who believed he loved her. And for a time, he truly did. Untell the lie. Unclose the lid. Uncall the shout that led him up the hill. Unsend the ball that struck him below the bill of his union cap. Unroll the tide. Uncheer the crowd. Unvoice the roar. Unwave the hands that bid him luck in war. Unmask the fools. And I hope you will all join us on November 19th for a raucous, great, good time of music. And I have another announcement I'd like to make that happens after the 19th. On Friday, November 22nd, it is, of course, the anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. At the Lars Anderson Auto Museum at Lars Anderson Park in Brookline, we will be holding a Phil Oakes song night that night with Greg Greenway, David Roth, Sharon Katz, Pat Wichter, and Magpie, including, of course, all of the songs that Phil Oakes wrote about and, in fact, to President Kennedy. So I hope you'll join us for that as well as on the 19th. And now one last little new piece from me. This one is called Moonlight Casanova. The arrogant moon tilted his silver bowl to catch the midnight wine, blackberry dark against his star-white lips. Come to me, my sparklers, he leered at the stars. I'm bigger and brighter than all of you. And he winked across the horizon to the sun his would-be conquest. He drank and grinned himself around the world into a red-eyed dawn, till he was embarrassed by morning, who saw right through him. Good evening.
One more hand, please, for Marilyn Ray Beyer.